Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The numbers are staggering. This week, 500 women at the Federal Medical Center Carswell in Fort Worth, Texas, tested positive for the coronavirus. This after months of complaints about unsafe conditions from inmates. And as of last week, the Stiles unit in Beaumont and the Caulfield unit in East Texas had more than 1,400 infections between them. Thousands of prisoners in Texas eligible for parole are also finding themselves in limbo, being told they can't leave because of the pandemic. Texas Tribune reporter Jolie McCullough has been writing about this crisis, and she joins us from Austin. Jolie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So before we get to the parole situation, describe for us the situation in Texas. What are inmates experiencing in these prisons?
Basically, when you talk to inmates, when I've been talking to inmates through letters or I've been talking to their loved ones, people are desperate and they're terrified right now because the coronavirus has spread like wildfire through a lot of these prisons. There's more than 100 prisons run by the state of Texas, and almost all of them have had at least some level of infection. And some of them have had explosions, like you've mentioned. And there's another one right now, the Polunsky unit, which is actually where Texas's death row inmates are housed, has about 750 active cases.
Is there any sense of why prisons are so hard hit? Is it a lack of testing or sanitary conditions inside of the facilities? What is it?
Texas actually has been doing a lot of testing, about 150,000 tests on inmates, and they found more than, 13,600 of them have come back positive. But there's a lawsuit right now in federal court actually going on more about the conditions, how they're being protected on the inside. They fight for things like hand sanitizer. The Texas Department of Criminal Justice does not want to give inmates hand sanitizer because they think they'll drink it or they will use it to start fires. Inmates on the inside are saying, officers aren't protecting them. They're not wearing masks as they should be. They're not giving enough cleaning supplies. They're having to go to the showers altogether. And they're saying that there's just not enough being done to protect them.
You write today about the parole situation, that about 15,000 prisoners have been approved but not yet released. What's going on there? Why can't they leave?
Currently, there's about 12% of the state prison population that have been told, hey, you're going to be able to go home, and they're still behind bars. Any unit that's on lockdown, which means anytime there's an active infection in the unit goes on lockdown. Inmates aren't able to leave their cubicles or their cells largely. And also that means there's no one coming in or out, and that means no one's being let out. Another thing that keeps people from parole is they've been told, yes, you're able to leave, but you have to complete this in-prison programming first, whether it's, on life skills or on some sort of drug and substance abuse issues. But they are only at certain units, and a lot of them can't go to those units right now because either they're at a prison that has an infection or the one that has the program has infections.
How is the Texas Department of Criminal Justice responding to these complaints? What are they telling you?
Yeah, so they've told me, they're trying as hard as they can to keep releases going as much as they can, but they don't release anyone from lockdown units, and they also are having issues in terms of dealing with the parole board. They've repeatedly said since March they haven't changed the way that they are determining release decisions in this pandemic.
What is Governor Greg Abbott saying about all of this? I mean, we're hearing in other places, for instance, Orange County, California, released another 176 people yesterday. Their total for early release is now about 10,000 people.
Governor Greg Abbott said in March that releasing, quote, dangerous criminals to the streets is not the solution to protecting inmates in prisons. And he has really remained silent on the issue ever since then.
Yeah. March is a long time from when we're thinking about the progression of this pandemic. I mean, March seems like a world away.
Right. I've asked, I'm no other reporters have asked, has anything changed on this? I also continuously ask the parole board, and I haven't heard from the governor. A spokesperson has not responded to repeated questions on the issue.
Mm-hmm. You spoke to a family of a 73-year-old who died in prison after being paroled. Who was he and what did his family tell you?
His name was Theodore Cruz. His nickname is Sego, according to his daughter. They noticed a significant weight loss here in May. And he was telling her that I'm not able to eat enough in here because they're on lockdown. And when they're on lockdown, inmates are constantly complaining about the quality and the quantity even of the food. He had cancer, but they didn't diagnose him with the cancer until July, a month after he'd been approved for parole. But he was approved for parole and told he had to go through a 6-month program. She understood why this program was needed. She didn't understand why these programs couldn't have been given to him any other time during his 18 years that he was in prison, or why he couldn't have come out and done the program on the outside.
His loved ones told you he likely would have died anyway, but it would have been nice for him to die in a free world.
Yeah.
That's Texas Tribune prison reporter Jolie McCullough with an update on coronavirus and the Texas prison system. Jolie, thank you so much.
Thank you.